9-7-5.
9-7-5. Wow.
You guys are all on Facebook.
Yeah, look, you're all on Facebook Live right now. There's millions, and I mean millions of people that are watching you right now on Facebook Live. This is going worldwide. They're watching in the Philippines. They're watching in Japan right now. Say hi to Matt Douglas over there and all those people that are listening all around the world.
Right, he's shy.
Yeah, real bashful. I can see that, Coach. We welcome you back to the Brew Kettle in Amherst, whether you're watching on Facebook Live or on AM 930 WEOL. We're going to talk Lorraine Wrestling right now. And, again, Mark's here to join us. Sean, I'm going to let you do another couple of intros. So take it away.
Yeah, well, obviously, Mark is the whole line tonight has been these great wrestlers who have become coaches, and Mark had a fantastic career at St. Edward. And now, how many years now, Mark, at Lorraine? Four, five, six?
Yeah, four.
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 A lot of excitement going into this. Three district qualifiers, I believe, coming back. One from last year, Brando and Cherokee, and Khalil Brown and Sean Petty from 2 years ago.
Right.
Just talk about having that little base. Obviously, you lost Aaron Huff, state qualifier last year, but it's nice to have those guys kind of ready to go and then kind of build some success around that core, I guess.
Yeah. We also have Blake Bartonley. He's coming back. He'll be a senior at 106. And we have Stephen Reese. He'll be our probably 120 or 126. And he's a good kid, too. He's a little funky. you don't know what he's going to try, but he'll try something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Khalil and Sean, too. They're capable of doing big things. We'll see what they do. I know Khalil will be out for probably the first half of the season this year and get him back in January.
From injury recovery or?
No, grades actually.
Oh, okay.
Which is unfortunate.
Are there newcomers as well? Who are some of the new guys that perhaps?
We have a kid, he's a junior who's going to wrestle for the first time this year. He's wrestled in the past, but he took a couple years off. His name's Sabian Brown. He'll probably be at 113. Real tough, gritty, athletic kid. And then Brandy Crawford. He's a freshman, probably 145. He's scrappy, too. We'll see what he can do for us.
We've asked a couple of coaches this question, Mark. Just overall numbers. You pleased with how many guys you're going to have this winter?
Yeah. Right now we have about 34 kids that were at open mats today, and that's not including football guys yet. So, we have good numbers. How many of them last all season? We'll probably get down to 24. A lot of guys just like to come out and see what it's about, and then they'll be done after a month.
Thanks to social media, I think last year I followed along and was getting updates. I have a lot of Facebook friends who are wrestling fans, obviously, because that's my favorite sport to cover. But I was watching a lot of Lorraine kids, and I think there's three or four middle schools that feed into Lorraine High.
Yeah, we have three.
And I saw multiple kids from each of those performing at the state level or whatever for the middle schools and stuff like that. It looks like the future's kind of bright with some really tough kids coming in. Do you follow that and have it mapped out what's going to happen here?
Yeah, we try to make it down to each one of the junior highs at least once a week, either me or one of my coaches. There's some good kids. It's just keeping them on the right path and make sure they're doing the right things and stay with the sport. We lost another freshman to a broken collarbone, too. I just thought of that right now. But he'll be back, too. But, yeah, we try to stay involved with the junior highs as much as possible. We actually are trying to break them down to just two teams and all practicing together. But we've had a couple little bumps in the road with doing that. But hopefully within the next year or two, there'll be one team with – or two teams, one practice.
Mark, if you had to pin your hopes on a guy or two, pardon that pun, but if you had to pin your hopes on a guy or two that can get you to a state tournament, who might that be?
Probably Sean Petty. Sean Petty or Stephen Reese.
They have the talent level to get that far?
Yeah. You know, they obviously have to work on some things, but, you know, I feel pretty good about them going into the season. And, you know, those are the two. And Bubba Finley, too. They wrestled all summer long, which is pretty new for Lorain guys. And those three stuck with it all summer. So some big things hopefully come of it.
But certainly being at that bigger school has got to present some huge challenges.
Yeah. you know, last year, you know, we moved out to Toledo for sectionals and ended up being a pretty tough sectional. You know, so we lost most of our guys there except for two. So, you know, anything can happen, though, at the end of the year. It's getting them, keeping them healthy and seeing what they could do.
I was going to ask, Brandon Ancherig, is he a senior?
Yeah, he's a senior.
You know, I was going to ask about him because last year was like kind of the first time I really got a good look at him. I know the name, obviously. I covered all his brothers that went through before him. And he and I think Dylan Shaw, I believe, are cousins.
Yep.
Put on probably one of the best, probably the match of the year candidate down there at Toledo Weight last year in the sectional. Is he coming along as far as potentially joining that group to be a potential state qualifier?
It'll be interesting to see what happens with him throughout the year. You know, he wrestled half a season last year, which probably was good for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this year plans are he's wrestling all year. We'll see what happens.
Overall, what are your goals? What would you like to see, whether it's team-wise or individual-wise, when all is said and done in March, where would you like to see this Lorain program?
I mean, realistically, I'd like to see, you know, two kids make it down to state and just get better every week, you know. My big thing is grades and getting them out of Lorain and seeing what they could do in the real world, not so much wrestling. And, you know, I'd like to see two or three of them make it down to state, though, for that experience for them.
There you go. Final thoughts?
No, I mean, obviously they wrestle a nice, tough schedule. They host that opening tournament, Mommy Bay again, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really like what they do as far as get the kids ready. They put them in the right spots to prepare. So I think Mark will push some of those kids through. I'm kind of excited to see what the end result is.
Are your little ones getting antsy?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you told them Facebook Live, so this one's all excited.
So we're lucky the Cavs aren't playing because he'd be probably over there at the TV watching it. He's a big Cavs fan.
There you go, man. Nice looking shirt you got there. That works. Wow.
Everywhere.
The double layer. Everywhere. The double layer of the Cavs stuff.
I think I've seen 1,000 pictures
and
of
the socks,
of him at the Cavs. Oh, wow.
Good Lord. You got LeBron,
and LeBron James
shoes. Yeah, man.
Does he have a Cavs singlet to wear?
No, just a Lorain singlet.
Okay.
All right.
Thought you maybe had one specially made.
We appreciate you coming up, man.
Thanks
and bringing the family,
me.
Too,
yeah,
man. That's good
family
stuff.
Family affair.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark Most, the head coach of Lorain High, joining us here at the table. We go from Lorain to Amherst, I believe. Brian Caesar.